With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A man is sentenced after pleading guilty to making threats to the mother of his child. Here's Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks.
26-year-old Nathan Hayes had earlier pled guilty to a 2025 charge. Back in August, Hayes collected the child from the home of the mother when he says the child told him that the child had been taken to a hotel room where his mom was with another man. Upon hearing the news, Hayes contacted the mother to let his dismay be known, during which he threatened her and that he would be, quote, happy to go to prison over it. He reportedly further told her that if she disrespected him, he would make an example of her. In sentencing on Wednesday, Magistrate Gunn heard from a social inquiry report that the actions of Hayes was out of character, despite his admittance to a previous incident in which he assaulted the mother. The court also heard that he had a previous run-in with the law for a common assault charge, which resulted in no conviction being filed against him, as well as at least five other complaints from the police stemming from incidents with the mother of his child. Magistrate Gunn sentenced him to a probation order of 18 months following all mitigating circumstances as well as his early guilty plea. Jevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
A special corridor for crabs.
The ministry is working to try and put underpasses across the Queen's Highway to let the black crabs from the Salina Reserve cross to the north side of the road.
Department of Environment's Fred Burton recently updated the National Conservation Council on draft plans related to colonial nesting seabirds, blue iguanas, and old George bromeliads, as well as some potential protection plans that the unit is currently researching, like for Grand Cayman's land crabs. The underpass, if constructed, would go from land adjacent to the Salina Reserve under the Queen's Highway and into undisturbed beach habitat where, quote, blue iguanas would love to nest and where crabs can go to sea.
What happens when land either side of that road develops? So in a way, it's a temporary fix unless we can protect the land both sides of the road.
Another crab species, the red shank, is also in trouble.
Red shanks here are almost extinct because people use crab bait, you poison crabs in your backyard so you don't get holes in your lawn. This is widespread practice. And it's one of the things that we think maybe we should try to ban in the conservation plan.
That being said, Mr. Burton says the DOE is mindful that there must be a compromise.
And if we ask for too much, Cabinet won't pass it. So we're going to have to try and get at this step by step, or at least try to write a plan that we think's got a chance of passing.
You can watch the full NCC meeting on the DOE's YouTube channel. And tomorrow is your last chance to weigh in on Cayman's future fishing regulations. Here's Radio Cayman's April Cummings.
The Ministry of Health, Environment, and Sustainability has launched a new survey to learn more about how people fish across the Cayman Islands and what they think about a plan that would restrict fishing by non-Caymanians with some exceptions. Working with the Department of Environment, the ministry says it wants to better understand local habits and opinions before drafting new legislation. Residents can take the survey online at publicconsultation.gov.ky. Officials say all responses are anonymous and will help shape future legislation aimed at ensuring sustainable fishing for everyone. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with David Harper. Israel says it's encouraged by the Lebanese military's efforts to disarm Hezbollah, but has warned more needs to be done. The army in Lebanon says the south of the country is now free of non-state weapons. Israel accuses Hezbollah of breaching a ceasefire by trying to rearm. Hundreds of people have attended a vigil in the US city of Minneapolis to protest against the killing of a woman by a federal immigration agent. She was shot at close range in her car. The White House says the agent was acting in self-defense, but local officials accuse the authorities of reckless violence. President Trump has signaled that the U.S. intervention in Venezuela could last for several years. Speaking to the New York Times, he also refused to commit to a timeline for Venezuelan elections. Cambodia has ordered the liquidation of a bank linked to a vast internet fraud network after its alleged leader was extradited to China. Chun Ju is accused by the U.S. and Britain of masterminding a multi-billion dollar scam business. The main opposition candidate in Uganda's presidential election next week has called for a freeze on international financial aid to the government. Bobby Wine says foreign support is sustaining a crackdown on opposition activists. And that's the latest BBC News.